Welcome to Portraits of Us, a photo story of our community, the podcast, where we celebrate the artists, creatives, educators, entrepreneurs, and the everyday people shaping our community one story at a time. I'm your host, Robes Garcia, along with co-host Silvia Mezalitska. And today we're diving into the inspiring journey of Gabriela Rodriguez, a millennial entrepreneur making waves in San Antonio. Gabriela is the owner of Seasonal Farm Salads, a fresh and vibrant upstart offering seasonal salads and wraps sourced from local Texas farmers. From college volleyball courts to the bustling Pearls Farmers Market, Gabriela is defining what it means to eat seasonal, healthy, and sustainable, all while building a business rooted in the heart of our city. Join us as we explore her story, how she's connecting us to the land, supporting local farmers, and proving that age is just a number when it comes to making a difference. So today we are here with Gabriela Rodriguez. She is the young owner and entrepreneur.
Well, after Hastings, I came back home and I knew that I wanted to do something that's centered around farming and something sustainable. Mm-hmm. Because in my undergrad, I got a little touch of the farming industry. I would go home every summer and help volunteer at a friend's farm. That's kind of how I got introduced to the farming. And volunteer days, we would do hosting events there at the farm. So getting to be a part of that culture and community, helping them clean up beds, watering, setting up irrigation. So that's kind of where
your inspiration came.
Yes.
So your inspiration came for that. And how did you get started with doing, opening up? Was it going right away opening up under this name, or did you start?
Definitely not. I first started working at the Pearl Farmers Market for a farmer. So I was there selling produce, lettuce, mushrooms, variety of different things. And then I think just along my way of helping them and being firsthand, seeing their everyday lives on a week-to-week basis, I wanted to create something that supported them in a way. And so that's kind of where Seasonal Farm Salads kind of sparked.
Awesome.
So at my booth, we are basically a fresh salad bar. So whatever's growing in season, we'll gather for that week. And then we can create a specialty Texas-made salad. We can do it with the same ingredients, but in a wrap form. So a little bit more controlled eating environment. And then we also do avocado toast, almond butter toast. And then during the winter months, we'll do a good soup combo with the sandwich.
What year did you open your business?
Oh man, I opened my business, it's been 2 years. So 2022.
Mm-hmm.
2022. Yes, that's when I started.
Pretty recent after coronavirus and all that, the pandemic. Mm-hmm. What was it like opening a business as a young person in the 2020s? Did you have any difficulties? And what were the challenges, like kind of from a technical perspective, I guess?
Yeah, definitely word of mouth. Just getting my business off the feet of people seeing me there, consistency, building my regulars, also building relationships with a lot of the vendors as well. And they kind of gave me huge advice, and they kind of want to see everyone be successful in that market as well, my neighbors. So that was a good little added touch to being a part of that community.
Mm-hmm. How does the community play a role in your business? You mentioned the community of farmers helping you along the way. How about the connection to the rest of the community in San Antonio?
I think just getting people excited too about wanting to feel their body with healthy nutritional meals. Mm-hmm. And seeing how the progression of how they feel coming back later, or they'll come back after they eat their meal and they're like, that was the best salad ever. Thank you so much for being here. And that really makes it for me the most, is being out there. For us, our mission is very important to us, keeping it sustainable, supporting those local farmers. But also, I think introducing new ingredients that you might not find in other places, like daikon radishes or purple moon cauliflower, and I want to say pickled beets, and just different things that you normally wouldn't see at another salad shop, you know.
So can you walk us through the process of sourcing your ingredients and what you do to prepare for the day?
Absolutely. So midweek, Wednesday, Thursday, that's when I'll contact my farmers, see what they will have available for the weekend, and put in my order. And then on Saturday is where I can pick up all of those ingredients ready to prep that day, that morning, literally. So people are getting it at the freshest they can. And then what's special about it is that I can get all of my ingredients supporting all my farmers who are at the same market as me. So I can just walk towards them rather than using gas to go to each farm, which unfortunately I did start off doing that. Oh. That was one of my hurdles where I had to, okay, let me brainstorm, see how I can make this more efficient, more eco-friendly. And so now we just prep that morning, that day of market.
So you sell primarily on Saturdays and Sundays at the Pearl Farmers Market, but you also sell here at our host site today at Rosehip Market here in Olmos Park. What is it that you have available for customers here?
So here I prepare weekly salads, seasonal ingredients, and our wraps that we have in our cold fridge here. Grab and go, ready for customers to just, if they're in a hurry, but still want something healthy, not something that's gonna, you know, weigh them down. They can just come in, grab it, and head on out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Are they also made with the ingredients from the farmers at the Pearl?
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, so I'll get my ingredients for Saturday and Sunday, and then leftovers that I have, I'll prepare for Rosehip, for the following week.
Awesome. If you enjoyed this small sample of Gabriela's interview and would like to view her full video podcast interview or any of our other guest interviews, please go to Portraits of Us, a photo story of our community's website at portraitsofus.net.